All right, in an instant, an auto accident can put you in the worst financial position of your life. It's an absolute must. You got to hire the right lawyer. You're going to make sure that your insurance companies pay you what you are owed. Injury attorney David Femininio and his team, they are exactly who you need to call. They have been making insurance companies pay for over 30 years. They're going to help you with your case as well. David is ready to speak to you personally. Right now, 855-65-CRASH. That's 855-65-CRASH, or you simply go to the website, getdavidgetpaid.com.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, Sully, it's your theme song. 4 o'clock, good to have you aboard. You promised you had something exciting to read here, and it was football related, so please tell me.
Well, I wanted to let you know this because you're obviously a long time, not anymore, but a long time Michigan State football season ticket holder.
No, oh, you mean a sucker. Got it. I am a reformed sucker.
Up until last year, correct?
Up until 16.
Or a couple years ago, excuse me.
I'm a reformed sucker.
Okay, so Michigan State, they just released an update, a message. Bill Beekman, our favorite, released an update.
The Beaks!
To the
Beaks!
People. This is 20 minutes ago, actually. And I'll read his statement here, talking about certainly the future of this fall, with stadiums and stuff. And
Mike, you okay? You are stumbling and bumbling through this. Do you want to start over?
What?
I feel like, why don't we do some music? I'll bring us back. Let's start.
Explaining what he's doing. You know, it literally just says Michigan State football season ticket update, but of course it's about the fall and the stadiums. So here's what Beekman said. Many of our Spartan student athletes have returned to campus preparing for the 2020 season. There's still many questions, but it's going to do our best to keep our season ticket holders informed. The Big Ten Conference member institutions have been collaborating for several months to develop plans and scenarios for the football season. Our priority is, of course, the health and safety of student athletes and coaches and staff. We are working right now to finalize plans for reduced capacity in Spartan Stadium, and we'll be able to share details once the critical decisions are made. In addition to seating capacity, we will also be addressing parking, tailgating, concessions, and other aspects of the game day experience. Now, here's what he's asking from season ticket holders in this next part of the statement. We realize that even with incomplete information, some of our loyal supporters may have already determined that this is not their best interest to forego, that it's in their best interest, excuse me, to forego attending football games in 2020. For those individuals, we have provided you with options. In doing so, we ask that those who are able consider converting payments made for tickets, seat premiums, and parking to a 100% tax-deductible charitable contribution to Spartan Fund, or or consider applying payments made to the 2021 season. Doing so will help Spartan Athletics at most crucial time.
Yeah. Give us an interest-free loan while you're at it. Here, hold my money for 18 months.
Yeah. But here's the thing. When I read the actual options, option one.
Here's option one. Blow it out your ass.
Option one is you can opt out and convert to a charitable contribution. Option two.
No, give me my money.
Here's your second option. I like how they order these. Option two, you can opt out and roll over to 2021.
No, give me my money.
And option three, they do say you can opt out and get refunded. That was not in this.
Give me my money.
But it's listed. They're encouraging the first two options. They're asking if you can do the first two options.
Yeah, heavily encouraging you to give them your money now. Or you just let us hold your money through 21.
Now, there are some frequently asked questions, but also,
guys, do yourselves a favor. Choose option three. Go get your money.
Yeah. They do specify the reduced capacity plan. They don't at least list it. We will likely be required to reduce the number of fans attending games at Spartan Stadium. In that event, price adjustments to tickets, seat premiums, and parking are likely, along with other ticket quantity reductions. Further information will be communicated when our plan is finalized. We appreciate your cooperation and understanding as we work through this challenge.
You know, luckily, D'Antonio was doing a fine job reducing the overall capacity of the stadium and parking and tailgating. So MSU really got a head start. I mean, we were COVID prepared pre-COVID. Mark was really taking care of that for him. Won't be much different than the way the Maryland game looked.
Maybe you can answer these frequently asked questions. What if I have already renewed and have paid in full?
You're a jackass.
Said no immediate actions necessary. Additional information options for consideration will be communicated.
The Spartan Fund is an atrocity. And I'll leave it there. Ask anyone who deals with Spartan Fund. An atrocity.
Well, how about this one? I have renewed my season tickets, but no longer feel comfortable attending. What should I do? They said, if you have decided not to attend games during the 2020 season, you may convert payments, they're really pushing this, to a charitable donation. Apply payments to 2021, or you can request a refund. Your ticket and seat locations will be released for the 2020 season and held for you for the 2021 season.
Give me my machni. Pay that man. Give me my money back. I'm with David. I love the order. Well, option A, you can do a tax-deductible charity donation. Option B is, hey, Spartan football in 21, brah. Just give us your money. And then they bury it
option
down at option
Z.
Three.
Option
yeah,
Z.
Yeah, option Z minus three. We can give you your money back.
Yeah, I guess. If
again,
you want
it's the equivalent of Al Pacino's character Mumbles in Dick Tracy, the movie. Big Boy did it. Big Boy did it. You're like, what is he saying? What is he saying? You got to slow the tape down. They just bury the lead down there.
Nice to know the options, though.
Give us all of your money. Frequently asked questions. Hey, Beaks. Are the pretzels outside of Section 8 still artisan and still available?
Those are good. I will give them that. Those are good. They do provide an email for the best way to ask questions.
Bill, will we have a coach that calls the touchdown play more often this year? Let me give you another of the FAQs. Bill, will we be rushing three down linemen on 4th and 19 again? No.
Weak, yeah. How will parking passes be allocated? By the way, they said, given the uncertainty...
The usual way, extortion.
The online parking selection process will not take place this year.
Yeah. Yeah, that process is a big reason why it blew up our tailgate. Well, you know, I can't guarantee that we can keep these together, but if you raise your donation, it'll give you a better chance. Dirtbags. Here, let me help all of you that have some consternation about the game day experience at Michigan State. Stay home. Stay home.
Yeah, Graham.
They're making 100-inch televisions. Right. Stay home.
They've also paused season ticket sales.
Well, I hope so.
So
they don't even know what they're selling.
Graham Couch had tweeted out MSU asking if you're able to consider making your purchase of season tickets into a charitable contribution or to be put towards 2021 football tickets. This is a sign of the times and the need to have cash on hand this year.
Yeah, you know what? It's called your endowment. Figure it out. My family's made a charitable donation. I gave you two separate human beings who paid out-of-state tuition. Can you imagine? Like a husband and wife who paid to go to school there, and then they're paying to have their kids go to school there, and the school has the audacity to make the first suggestion, here, hand us more money.
Wow.
Guys, I'm going to say this to you again, though. These schools are the ones to blame. Like, a lot of you guys are going to attack me and go, well, that's not very nice, Mike. Listen, these schools spend like idiots. They do. Nebraska's paying three football coaches right now. Three. Is that my responsibility that they're dead broke? They need cash? Is that my fault? You know, tell me. These schools spend like idiots. And the best part is they keep raising the tuition. They keep burying kids, right? They keep raising the ticket prices. They keep adding new revenue streams, i.e. ways to take your money. And then the first time that they're not going to play, oh, sign of the times, man. We need your money. Nah, figure it out. Honestly, go broke. I don't care. Go broke. Greg Sankey, the SEC commissioner, said it. It'd be a total financial collapse. Good. Go broke. Let it all come tumbling down. I don't care. It's not my problem. I mean, hell, the student loan bubble's going to explode and the education system's going to completely collapse. COVID's going to close hundreds, if not thousands, of colleges, as is. Let it all collapse. I don't care. You can laugh at that remark. It's the God's honest truth. I mean, for years I played the season ticket game as a part of a group. The seat license, the nice seats, playing the games, trying to make sure we're all parking together. It's a scam. The whole damn thing's a scam. Look at the lot next to the stadium. I don't know how it works at Michigan, but at Michigan State, it's like, oh, here, give us a lifetime donation of $1 million and you can park here. It's like, dude, for $1 million, buy a yacht. The hell are we doing here? It's just a scam. I've had, honest to God, look at the at-home experience. Here, shameless plug. Legitimately, I went and I had to go talk to Chris Paulson today at Paulson's Audio Video. They got 96-inch televisions. Like, yeah. Dude, we've lost cabin pressure. Remember when 40 inches was big?
Yes.
50?
Like, I got a 46-inch. Woo!
Yo, bro, you got to see the 55. Sully's rocking. The 55 is sweet. Dude, 55 is, I mean, it's getting blown out of the water.
Yes.
These colleges have a problem on their hands, and COVID just exposed it because, newsflash, people aren't going to go to games the way they used to, and you're not going to extort them the way you used to. So, I don't know.
What's
you know
strange,
what?
Too, is that for the general seating areas tab of this, well, I'll read you that part of it next. I know I
okay.
shouldn't read it right
All
now.
All right. Take it easy. 248-539-9797. 971. All right, 971. Sully, you wanted to finish reading about this. And again, I think the season ticket stuff is a very relevant conversation. I mean, we don't know what the future holds. We don't know what attendance will look like. Do I think colleges will attempt to have fans? I do. Do I feel particularly great about fans in states like Florida or Texas today? I don't. Those states are disasters right now. Would I feel comfortable going to a game in the state of Michigan if a game were held today? I would. Provided the environment was going to be safe, i.e. certain rules. But look, the Michigan State stuff, like, I just don't want to hear about schools crying poor and charitable donations and give us your money. I mean, please, give people their money back. All right. Go broke if you have to. I don't care.
Someone had asked you, Mike, did you actually buy a 96-inch television? That's incredible. I just looked
no,
it up online.
No, no. I listen. If you're looking, if you're into watching games, I think there's two ways to go. You can do the big TV. I like the screen. I think you go with I mean, they're making great projectors now. Obviously, you know, turn your lights down, but you can basically make the screen as big as the entire wall, provided you sit far enough back. So, like, I'm a proponent of the screen. So that's like when I made my man cave, I wanted, you know, it's like a movie theater screen. And yeah, you're watching a game on a 120-something inch screen.
Right.
And you're able to do it every bit as affordably as a television. That's the beauty of it. Now, if you don't have room for it, yeah, go do the TV. But the one thing I never understood, and it's like I always get asked about it when I hang out with people, and they're like, well, how come you don't have, like, three TVs? And I'm like, because I don't have six eyeballs. I don't get the whole, hey, I got three games on the wall right now. And I'm like, yeah, and you're watching zero of them. You can't watch the game. I don't sit there and just go comatose. I'm watching the game.
I'm trying to establish context for what the hell I'm watching. How do you have three televisions up on a wall and feel good about it?
Oh, there's
you'll have a seizure.
There's no need. You just turn on Scott Hansen in Red Zone. He'll take care of it for you. Hop
7 hours of me and my annoying voice. No, but that's all. To me, if you've got the space, clearly you're not going to do it in your living room. You're not going to get away with it in a spare bedroom. If you have a man cave, if you're in your garage, if you're in your basement, I'm telling you, put the time, look at a screen, and consider our friends at Paulson's Audio Video.
Yep.
Sully, like, you know the setup I have. David, you know. I mean, I don't think I made a bad call opting for the way I did it versus the TV when it's basically a dollar-for-dollar transaction.
Is there a huge difference between a projector, you know, quality? There really isn't. I'm sure there is some sort of noticeable, I don't know, but.
No, and the way it's going now, the price is dropping on not just like what they would call faux K, like faux, like a faux wall. Like, what is that spelled? F-A-U-X?
Yep.
Like, that's where it, like, fakes it until it makes it and does some upscaling. Now they're selling true 4K projectors, and the price on those is coming down. Look,
yeah.
if you're gonna have your setup for the next decade, it's all opportunity cost. You know, some guys want to put money into having a crazy-ass tap system or whatever it is. I'm telling you, Mike, it's all distance.
Yeah, right.
If you're going to sit 13, 14 feet away from your television, you can make it 120 inches. You want to sit closer, make it smaller. It's a math equation. I don't concern myself with such things. I ask the questions. I ask how far away we would have to set up the couch to make it the way I want it, and that's what we do. But I don't get the whole three TV. Like, when you're in a Vegas sports book, that's a recipe for a season.
I love it. I love having three TVs at once. Watch different games. One's on commercial. You don't have to touch it. You can just watch the other one. It's commercial. I mean, there's always commercials. No, but then you can have one on Red Zone, you can have one on the Lions, and you can have one on whatever the other national, or you can have one on the scoreboard of the NFL or something. I've done that before, too.
Not for me.
It's just
not for me.
I can do that without a TV, though. I can have my computer set up to watch, you know, some other game while the main game is on my television.
David, I will tell you one of my favorite moments ever watching football in sum total was the opening night of the Jim Harbaugh era. And you were over my home. And hearing you say the things you said about, what was it, Devontae Smith, or who was it? The running back on Michigan. And then David began in front of the screen. So now the projector is on David's head. And he's screaming because apparently he missed a hole to the left side. And David began simulating that. It was theater, and it was David screaming.
There was a certain individual named Biko Leard who was looking at me like, "Are you crazy? What is wrong with you, man?"
And the best part is the game's broadcasting on David's ass as he's trying to, like, run next to the screen.
Oh, that was great, man.
Do you remember on that broadcast, too, they had the khaki bus?
Yeah.
Like, the absurdity of it. They had Colin Cowherd with his hair all just for men. Like, he was, like, blonde for 10 minutes. You remember that night? You're like,
yep.
Holy hell, what'd they do to Cowherd? That's, like, right when he signed with FS1 and they tried to make him young again.
That was unbelievable,
man. They had the Harbaugh bus.
Oh, my gosh, man. That was
great.
Oh,
my God.
Wonderful.
That was
night.
One of my favorite moments ever. David just absolutely losing his... Sully, you were saying?
Yeah, I was going to update the Michigan State policy one more time for you, too.
How do you miss that hole?
That game was crazy. Oh, not a good start for the Harbaugh era.
Yeah, basically it was a harbinger of things to come with Harbaugh. Any decent team on the road, L.
Yeah, it hasn't gotten much better since that game, unfortunately. What if I told you that game that 5 years from now, we don't have to go there again.
What if I told you 5 years from now, Harbaugh wouldn't have
played for the Big Ten title?
You imagine if the take in the room that night with 15, 20 people watching that game was 5 years from now, you won't beat Ohio State a single time, you won't win the Big Ten East, and you won't beat a single damn good team on the road. People would have, you would have.
It's like the article we read last week. They've been on the cusp of winning the Big Ten championship a few times.
Yes.
They just haven't done it.
Yes.
Anyway, let me update the general seating area for the policy. Michigan State is considering instituting a reserved by section plan for this season only, in which fans would be assigned their locations in priority order. That would include a reserved section and range of rows in the lower, middle, or upper portions of the section. So on game days, fans would choose seats within the allocated reserved section and row range to allow them to sit with others in their party while distancing from other spectators. So
how long
section plan?
How long until a bunch of drunk hill jacks in like middle of nowhere Alabama get into a brawl while attending a Roll Tide game? Because you know that's going to happen. Bunch of guys screaming and yelling, "I was here first." Somebody hits somebody with a chair like at SummerSlam. People just, all it would take is a little decency, a little respect, and a little bit of caring about each other. That's all it would take. And I think you could actually safely go to some of these games in outdoor venues. I really believe that. I don't think that's a crazy thought. Very limited. Yeah, you got an 80,000 seat stadium. Maybe it's 15,000 people. It could be done. But people, it's like Idiocracy. People will be the reason that it doesn't get done. Not COVID, people. Carry on. Sorry.
Oh, that was the update, just the section plan. So who knows? I mean, look, a lot of people have been wondering, is it going to be 50% capacity, 10%? Certainly those details aren't out yet, but at least this is the first step towards some sort of plan or some sort of information being released. We really haven't seen too many colleges or too many stadiums release any sort of policy yet. So that's kind of why this Michigan State thing is at least making.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.